Yo, 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 it's your girl Exclusively Ill, and I am in the place to be. I'm always in a place to be, okay? So you should be where I'm at. You should be with me. I'm sitting here right now with Marissa Garrett, and it is Soul Cafe, and I'm telling you, she's about to blow the mic or blow the stage and everything else up, okay? So listen, what is going on with you? I haven't talked to you in like forever. So what's good? You been hiding in the house? You out? I see you.
Right.
So what's up? What's the latest projects that we got going on? We working on anything?
Yes. I'm working on my EP that should be getting released next year. It's called The Pressure. And so we're working on that. And like I said, that will be released next year. So I'm really excited. The songs tonight, I did do an original. Not sure if that song's going to be on the EP, but Love Me Tonight was one of the songs I did. And yeah, that's a song I wrote myself. So I just want to bring people music that's real, you know?
So who's doing the production on that? Who are we with the label? Are we? Yeah, I'm digging. See, I'm going deep. Spill some tea.
Right. So I'm not officially with a label at this time. Okay. And as far as with who I would be working with, one of the producers is going to be Jahan, and my apologies if he, I'm sure he has a producer name, but who he's related to. Yes. Yes, so my bad. He's, you all have probably heard of Vitamin D, so I'll be working with his brother. So this is his brother, and, you know, we may incorporate some other producers, but basically I've known his brother since we were teenagers. We did Langston Hughes Summer Musical together, so he's very near and dear to my heart, and he's very talented. And I'm excited. We worked together sort of before when I did Sport and Life about 10 years ago. So yeah, I'm happy to get to work with him again.
Well, I'm excited to hear this project because you're about to be, let me see, Vitamin D's brother. Let me see, you got some original music in here. I'm about to hear this. It's going to be super dope. So I can't wait. So listen, is there a single out right now that we can cop, or are we listening to what we're going to hear tonight?
Yeah, so the song that I did this evening, Love Me Tonight, it is on SoundCloud. If you just look up Love Me Tonight by Marissa, produced by Chris Richard, he's in California. I may, you know, maybe work with him again as well, because if you hear Love Me Tonight, he did that production, and it was awesome. So, yeah.
Are you looking good? You feeling good? I'm ready. I can't wait. So let's get a little personal because, you know, love life. Okay, we married now. Us married now. Got some baby. Well, one baby. I'm trying to put some more babies on you. Okay. So how we feeling? How's mom life going?
So mom life is cool. You know, it's interesting. It's definitely not just something that you just pick up. But I do feel like I have a bit of a groove, if you will, now. But of course, you know, when you're a mom, things always change. Just be like, oh, I got it, and then something new gets thrown at you.
This is work-life balance. It's work-life balance. Okay, so you gotta balance mom, wife, work, artistry. Welcome to my world. Only mine is not as young as your daughter. I don't think I would make it.
Right.
So how's married life? Okay, now we're a wife, and so we're not in single anymore. Yeah, I'm digging. She laughing. She thought this was going to be easy.
No, I mean, you know, married life is cool. You know, just like with anything in life, you know, nothing is, you know, it's work. You know, marriage is definitely not, I guess, a Tyler Perry movie. Well, I guess with the love part, because, you know, they got the bad part too. But yeah, no, but I love my husband very much, and he's very supportive. So that's something that I'm grateful for with the music. We both have a love for the music. So that's been good, because everyone I've dated has not necessarily understood
been a match.
That.
Right. Yeah. That's a hard one to come by. I can contest to that, or attest, I should say, to that. That's definitely something that's hard. So you've got to have that soulmate that's in it with you and that totally understands it. So I appreciate you guys. I like seeing you guys together. I love seeing the way you guys vibe, the way you guys work. And I'm saddened a little bit because I've been out of the mix a little bit with watching you and your family grow. But I am so super proud of you. I think the last time we shared a stage together was Renton at the old folks home. I'm gonna say it, okay? Don't be mad. The old folks home. We was out there singing. And that's the last time you and I shared a stage together, as well as Rumba Notes. We did a few things at Rumba Notes, but it wasn't really a concert, so say. It's kind of open mic stuff. So I'm super excited to kind of hear the length of growth that your vocals have, the way your presentation is. I'm ready. Are you ready? Me. You want to hit us with a little something? Me. That ain't her. That's me. Okay, don't trip.
Okay, here's a little. Okay, because my heart starts beating triple time with thoughts of loving you on my mind. I can't figure out just what to do when the cause and cure is you. Little SWV.
I get so weak, blustery. Okay, sorry. That's my little part. Sorry. I had to. Listen, we can't keep talking. We got to get out here. We got to make sure we hit the stage. I'm running a little tarte for the parte. So we're going to get out here. We're going to bring it to you. Once again, it's your girl, Exclusively L, sitting here giving a quick little interview, and we'll get a little deeper, and I'll get you in the BOOTH on XEEX 97.4. We'll get into that so we can definitely sit and actually spend some more time. But I wanted to give you guys just a little bit of what we're getting to enjoy. So please make sure that you come through. Every third Sunday, we're going to be here at the Player Sports Bar, and we're going to be rocking it, okay? It's always going to be a featured artist, and tonight, Marissa Garrett is going to give you what you've been waiting for, if not more. Ha! Three things that we always do is bless the mic and bring it to you. So make sure that you're keeping tabs on XEEX 97.4 on the Anchor app as well, okay? I'm going to let you go. We're going to get out here. We're going to make it happen. All right. Anything you want to say to the fans? Any last words? Any social media where they can follow you at? Drop it.
Okay. Well, thank you all for listening. Currently, I do have Instagram, singer Marissa Garrett. Like I said, the EP is releasing next year. So working on getting some more promo stuff. I do also have a Facebook that's just under Marissa Garrett. But please find me, follow me, share. I got a YouTube page, too. So there's a lot of ways y'all can hear me singing and all that. So thank you very much again, and God bless.
And don't be acting like you don't know where to find her, because she done already gave it to you. So we gotta go. Until we meet again, my friends, love is life, life is love, but this music, honey, it stays universal. Deuces. Yes, thank you, Marissa, for spending the time with us and for giving us a little bit of your time and a little bit of your energy. In this art community, we definitely love to see the growth and the vocal abilities that happen throughout the course of us making history, because that's essentially what we're doing when we share our talents. So please be on the lookout and the horizon in 2020 for Marissa Garrett. She is coming. She is blazing the trail, and you better watch out or you're just going to get mowed the hell over. I'm just going to say it like it is. You know, I like to tell the truth. So that being said, 2020, new album. Tentatively, we don't have a date, but I am Exclusively L, so you know, honey, I'm going to get that tea for you, okay? But I want to once again reach out and say thank you. It was a pleasure and it was an honor for letting us see what it is like to be in the life of Marissa Garrett, the artist, the wife, and the mother. We all know that when we put our prayers up, blessings truly come down. Stay tuned in, XEEX 97.4. Next week, we are going to be down at Amber's. Well, actually, this week, we're going to be down at Amber's this Friday. That is in downtown Seattle, Washington on First Avenue. And the featured artist is going to be Johnny the Blues Man. So, we've got a lot coming your way. Stay tuned, and it all happens here at Soul Cafe.